We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Dalet, from the beginning. Al pi ha'inyan hanoiro shegila Rabbeinu Zal binyan lamala miyazman. This halacha is going to be based on the awesome revelation that Rabbeinu Zal gave us regarding above the concept of time. Shebe'emes, the truth is, kol hazman hurak meheder adas. The whole concept of time comes from a lack of or weakness in das, in intelligence. V'chol ma shehadas nigdal yoiser, the more we reach a higher level of das, nismayit hadam hazman yoiser, the time shrinks, the time gets shorter. V'chein lemala mala, and this continues higher and higher, ad sheyesh das godol kol kach, to the point where there's a level of das that's so high, sheshom nizbatel hazman legamri betachles habitul, where on that level of das there is no time at all whatsoever, kishom hu lamala miyazman legamri, there we're above the concept of time totally. Ubir ze, Rabbeinu Zal explained this in Likutei Moran. Mehashena, he gave the example of sleep. Shebishas shena, when a person is sleeping, shehadas niktan ma'oid, where when a person is sleeping, their intelligence is on a very low fire. 99% of their brain has shut down when a person is asleep. Oz nitma b'chaloim al reva shor shehu shivim shona. Then, when a person goes into dreamland, when they're dreaming, which is coming from the lowest level of das, that's called medame. When a person is dreaming, they're fantasizing in their dream, then a person can feel as if their entire life went by, as if they had all their 70 years go by, when in reality it was only 15 minutes. They wake up and they see they just took a 15-minute nap. On the clock, it's 15 minutes. And they had a dream which took them through their childhood and their maturity and their grandfather and great-grandfather. They lost their teeth and everything works. Kasher nidme b'chaloim, as appears sometimes in a dream, she'oivrim kol hashivim shona b'rev ha'sho'achas, that a person feels like they're going through, they're traveling through their whole 70 years in what's really 15 minutes. And this is because of the very low level of intelligence that's active in the person's brain while they're asleep. When the person's asleep, then their soul leaves them for the most part. A very small part remains, so that the person's working with a minimum part of their intellect, and that's why the time seems to be much longer than what it really is. Shaydeze nigdal hazman. When the das is small or low, then the time seems to increase. It seems as if it's taking a longer time. Ad shenidmal reva shor shu shivim shana, to the point where 15 minutes can feel like 70 years. V'aharkach kishemekitz mishnosoi, and then afterwards, when the person wakes up from their sleep, v'choizer elov hadas, and their das, their intelligence, starts up again, their brain is active again regularly, then neshama returns, azai hu roye ha'emes, then the person looks at the clock, and they see the truth, shekol elu hashivim shona shnid meloi b'chaloim, that whole 70-year period that he thought he was going through in the dream, hu be'emes rak reva sho, was in reality only 15 minutes. Rak shivim shona mamish, heim shivim shona etzleinu. Whereas 70 years is real 70 years, where each year is 365 days, and a day is 24 hours, and it's a long, long time, you know, based on our understanding in this physical world. Rab Nosson Zal says, avol yesh das godol midatenu, but we know that there's much higher levels of intellect than our das, sheshom, we're on their level, gam shivim shona shelanu hurak reva shor. They could look at our 70 years and say, that ain't no 70 years. That's 15 minutes. That's nonsense. Your whole 70 years is a joke. It all added up to really 15 minutes. Vishom yesh shivim shona acherim. And on that level of das, on the level of das that they're operating on, their 70 years is real 70 years in their terms. And then when we go to still higher levels of das, gam elu hashivim shona hem rak reva shona. The 70 years of that upper level is also, that only adds up to 15 minutes compared to the level of das that's hundreds of times higher than that. V'chein lamalo lamalo. And this continues as you go from level to level, higher and higher, the time gets shorter and shorter, in a sense. Ad sheyesh das sheshom nizbatel hazman lagamri. Till we come to the highest level of das, where there is no time. The time is nullified completely. Now, in the past, we've given an example that people can usually relate to very easily. When adults go on a trip in the car, they're going from Yerushalayim to Miron for Lag BaOmer, and they're taking their kids with them, and they have their 16-year-old kids, and they have their 9-year-old kids, and they have their 3-year-old kids. And they tell the kids when they get into the car that this trip is going to take 3 to 4 hours. And everyone says, yay, yay, yay. And then right after, one of the kids asks, what's three? What's an hour? What's three? You know, the kids don't even know what that is. But then they start. They're driving 5, 10 minutes. And the 3-year-old says, is it 3 hours yet? And the 9-year-old says, shut up. It's not even, you know, it's not even an hour yet. We didn't. And the 16-year-old says, what are you talking about? We didn't even start the trip yet. We didn't even pull out of the city yet. And we see in this case an example where each person on their level of intellect, that children, small children, usually what to an adult in this world, adult knows what's an hour or a month. A person says, in a month, it's going to be Shavuos. And we know that that's 30 days. And to a child, the minute a few hours have gone by, is it a month already? So this is another way of showing that the smaller the das, the more the time seems to be larger, longer. And the more you go to higher and higher levels of das, when you speak to grandparents usually and you ask them, you know, they talk about something that happened 30 years ago, and then they say, wow, it feels like it was yesterday, or, you know, it's amazing, the time went by so quickly. And you say, what are you talking about quickly? 30 minutes takes a long time in my life. You're talking about 30 years. And they say, no, wait till you get older. When you get older, the time flies. You see, it's racing by so quickly you can't imagine. This is what Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nosson Zal are talking about here, that the more you go to higher and higher levels of das, the more the time, what appears to somebody on a lower level of das, to be a large portion of time, to the one on the higher level of das, it's micro, it's tiny. U'moshiach yizke lozeh haseichel shel bechinas lemala miyazman. Moshiach Tzidkenu, who's going to be one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, he is going to be zoche to this level of das and seichel, which is completely above the concept of time. V'yalkein, and therefore, achar kol ma she'ovra al Moshiach mi'yom b'riyas olam, after everything Moshiach has gone through from the time of creation, we know that the soul of Moshiach was around, you know, as soon as the world was created. So after everything that this neshama of Moshiach has experienced for the past 5,770 years, mi'yom b'riyas olam, v'soval ma she'soval, and he's suffered all the suffering that he's been through. Achar kach, after all of that, Yoimar loy Hashem Yisborach, Hashem will say to Moshiach, Bini, my son, Bini ato, you are my son, Ani hayoim yiladaticha, I gave birth to you today. You were born today. Veze machmas goidel, and this is because of the incredible high level of seichel that Moshiach will have at that time. Therefore, to him, the time will feel like nothing, like there was no time. There was zero time. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Belikutei Tanino B'Simen Samach Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, look up chapter 61 in the second half of Likutei Moran. That's where Rabbeinu Zal describes this and discusses this.